All right, so remember when I was just talking about Jeff Luhnow and the best there's been in this city in terms of general manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Luhnow loves him some Jeff Luhnow. Jeff Luhnow tends to bend the reality a little bit. Jeff Luhnow also sort of orchestrated, not sort of, orchestrated the whole 2017 cheating scandal. So I want you to, one of the most controversial, they were cocky, man. They were all cocky. Remember the whole thing about when they were criticizing women reporters and all that stuff and just arrogance, and they had earned it, of course, on the field, but didn't have to act that way. One of the most controversial things they did was when they acquired Roberto Osuna, who was, well, let's hear his comment on his reaction to trading for Roberto Osuna.
I didn't take into account as much as I should have the impact it would have on our fans, especially our female fans, and how they would feel. And that was a mistake. And, you know, I did talk about it with female friends and family, but I probably should have spent a little more time thinking about it. But it wasn't, you know, yes, I made the decision to trade for him. I did not do it unilaterally. The talent checked the box for sure. And there were, you know, everybody that was around me that I collaborated with was, you know, there was nobody saying don't do it. Because if someone had said don't do it, I mean, obviously we wouldn't have done it.
Liar. What a liar.
So it would have took one person.
What a liar.
To say, nah, I don't think that's a good idea. He would be like, okay.
Also, not one person brought that up and be like, hey, this might not go over well.
Oh, my God. You talk about LOL and literally LOL. That was a literal. I just did it again when I heard that. Like, you liar. And I know calling someone flat out a liar is harsh. He's a liar. Roberto Osuna was suspended for 75 games.
Yeah.
And
that didn't pop up.
Hey, you know what? You think our female fans might mind this a little bit, or some of them might,
or even outside of just the female fans, just anybody, period, just any human being, period.
Like
that's not gonna rub somebody the wrong way, or somebody just gonna be like, just a little question mark.
75 games.
Yeah,
I didn't really think about that.
And also, to go along with that, the biggest clown was like the assistant GM who in the clubhouse was yelling at women reporters like, thank God we signed Osuna, right, whatever it was.
Right, after the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which goes along with this whole idea of they, you know, I don't think they ever saw anything wrong with that move, with that trade,
yeah,
or with bringing Osuna in, because even months afterwards, after the negative feedback, all this stuff, they didn't sit there.
They
still didn't see any fault.
Yeah. I know it's harsh, but guess what? Liar.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you. My confession. So outside of probably Houston and Boston, I'll be seen as a real hater for this,
mm-hmm,
but in this city, in Boston as well, you probably will agree or sympathize with me. I am tired now that we've reached this All-Star break and I see all these articles and accolades and everything about Aaron Judge. I am so tired of people talking about Aaron Judge as one of the all-time greatest hitters.
Hey, man, first fastest to 350.
I know. I give him props for that. He's a good home run hitter. I'll give him credit for that. Although, also, this is a new era of baseball where we have the juice balls. We got torpedo bats now. He's playing in a bandbox. It's different than a lot of guys in previous eras, but still, I'll give him credit for the home runs. I cannot, though, get behind him as just, and maybe this is me, picking on semantics, but mm-hmm, I can't get behind people talking about him, calling him one of the all-time greatest hitters. He's not an all-time great hitter. He's a great home run hitter. I know the batting average is tremendous this year,
mm-hmm,
but Aaron Judge, you could pick any sample. I just went back to the last 5 weeks. He has struck out in 40% of his at-bats, and I know this is old school, like a man yelling at clouds because the game has changed, but I don't care. I cannot put him in the same conversation as the greatest hitters of all time, like some have, if he's striking out in nearly half of his at-bats. He has struck out more in the last 5 weeks alone than Tony Gwynn or even Joe DiMaggio ever did for an entire season. He's a great home run hitter. He's good for his era. I get that, but I can never put him in the same conversation or even ahead of guys like Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio and Tony Gwynn, who, by the way, retired 24 years. It wasn't that long ago. It's not like the game has completely changed. He played during the steroid era and still didn't strike out. I just can't get, not to mention the fact that you have a catcher who has more homers than Aaron Judge right now. So how big of a deal is it? And you also have Aaron Judge, five of his homers this year, five of his whatever, 36 have come in high leverage situations, which means 31 have come in low leverage situations.
Yeah.
He hits 200 in the playoffs. He strikes out in half of his at-bats. Stop with these conversations of Aaron Judge being an all-time great hitter. He's not.
Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So do they have them like an all-time great hitter in Yankees history, or do they got him up there yet?
New York media has got him way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they look, and you mentioned, what about Ichiro?
Sure.
I mean, you know, like there's some of the all-time that played in this era.
Yeah, I can entertain one of the best home run hitters. Yes, sure, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But when we talk hitters, there's more than just hitting home run. I cannot put him in the conversation of Pete Rose and Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
He just strikes out. He's a home run guy, and he strikes out way too much.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to Mi Tienda.
Oh, man, that's first, my jam.
Yeah, for the first time
I've
ever
I told
yesterday.
You about it.
Yeah. I always seen the commercials and stuff, too, and talked to some people from AGB. They always talked about it. Drove past some, but never went inside.
You go to the one on 59?
Yes.
Dude. Yep,
that's the one I went to.
Go ahead.
It was amazing, man.
It's entertaining.
I got to confess, it's fun.
Yeah.
It was fun because after I left church, my wife was like, I need to stop at the grocery store. And then she said, Mi Tienda. I'm like, all right. So I dropped her off in the front, and I was sitting in the car. And she was like, you need to come in here. This is her first time in here, too.
Dude, it's the best.
She was like, you need to come in here. I think you might like it. I'm just like, oh, God, man. Because she was just going in to get a couple things.
Yeah.
So I walk in. It felt like I was in Mexico.
You were.
They had the music going. They had food outside. And
they got the grills. They got the griddles.
They had the grills.
They got piñatas in there. They got the restaurant with the aguas frescas and all that stuff.
They had everything going, man.
Dude, it is a jam.
I was really impressed.
Yes.
To the point I might go there just to do my regular shopping.
Dude, it's so good. Like I said, it's in an internet. Have you been?
No, I don't think so.
It's an entertainment event.
Yeah. It was so cool to the point she was like, if we have family in town, let's just take them here.
Yeah.
Just kind of see, because you don't have those type of grocery stores anywhere else like that.
They got the Mexican candies. Like I said, they got the piñatas. Mm. They got all the bona fide, you know, taco stand in the store.
Yeah, it's stuff you don't see on the regular.
They got the Mexican coffee, the Mexican sodas. Dude, I know it sounds like I just love that place, though.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, but this is another side confession, too. When we was checking out, and you know how they had the stuff on the side, candy bars and all that stuff. And I seen they had a Nutty Buddy. I'm like, oh, okay, I ain't had one of these in a long time. Man, that thing was a dollar. The regular Nutty. Yeah. I had to go on my old man stands on this one. I'm like, man, this thing used to be 25 cents when I was a kid. And they were smaller. So I'm like, man, a dollar?
Yeah.
And then it said value price or something. I'm like,
that's
value? I'm like, these things literally used to be 25 cents. I remember it. And I was going on a rant. I'm like, I used to buy a bag of chips for 25 cents.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, I used to buy a soda for 25 cents, a Nutty Buddy, and probably 25 cents worth of penny candy or something. I'm like, a dollar?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So you didn't get it?
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it because I wanted it. But I'm like, man, this times is really changed. A dollar is now the new quarter.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I couldn't believe that was, and it was smaller. It wasn't even the same size. I couldn't believe that, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's how they get you now. Everything is smaller in size and costs more. You get these bag of chips and they're only
five chips in there, man.
They're half empty now. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm completely honest here. I honestly, hand to God, did not think I was contagious last week. So Luke kind of came down with, so basically all last week I was really fighting it, you know, a little head stuffiness and cough and throat and all that stuff. But I swear I never had a fever, You know, I felt like crap, but we got through the week. I did not think I was contagious. And then what happened Saturday morning, Luke?
Woke up not feeling well. I'll tell you what.
As soon as I left town.
Yeah, it might have been different, though. I think I had a fever Saturday. So much so, I was outside. It was like 94 degrees here in Houston on Saturday. I was outside in sweatpants and a long sleeve shirt and felt real good. I was like, this is perfect weather in my sweatpants. But I was not feeling good Saturday. I feel much better today, fortunately.
Yes, yeah, I feel so bad this morning when I walked into the prep studio there. I never felt like I had a fever. I took my fever, and I think the most it was ever was like 99. Well, that's nothing, you know. Yeah. Then I walk in this morning, and I go, "What's up, Luke?" Oh, I'm all right, man. Like, oh yeah. Well,
yeah, I guess you got me.
Yeah,
gotta go back to wearing masks.
I'm patient zero.
I know. Let's hope it doesn't spread anywhere else here. Moving forward. Fortunately, I feel good. Saturday, not so much. Was a lot better yesterday, mm-hmm. and even better today. We're good to go. I might feel worse, or I might sound worse than I actually feel.
Yeah.
But all good. Hey, those are our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. When we come back, what will allow the Rockets to win the title or actually keep them from winning the title moving forward now that Durant is here? We'll talk about it next in the Loop.